Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychic Talk Radio. It's open lines and mini readings all show long. I'm Dax Carlisle, coming to you live from Tucson, Arizona, and joining me all the way from the fabulous, you know, Big Apple, New York City, it's Dr. Sharona Rapsik, and all the way from Berkeley, California, Dr. Rose Wilkerson. Hi, ladies.
Hello.
Yay.
The doctors are in. It's another Friday. I love our Friday open line shows. How are you guys doing?
I am doing great. I'm actually, once I finish with the call, I'm going to be packing. I'm a member of the Edgar Casey chapter that is in New York City, and we're going to do a picnic tomorrow in the park, where we're going to be doing readings and all sorts of things. So a lot of cool stuff happening, and it is also coming up to the autumn equinox, which is a really one of my favorite times, the time of balance.
Awesome.
Mm.
Yeah, I mentioned to folks in my promotions that we're going to be talking about autumn equinox today and a few other things too, psychic development and how you can do that. And what about the mantra maven? Dr. Rose, what's going on?
Well, just, you know, chanting mantras as usual and working and just enjoying. Oh, you know what? One of the things that I got into is lately is listening to hypnosis audios at nighttime. And I've noticed, like, right before
nice.
Even, I've noticed that it's really changed me internally. You know, and I'm going on a 21-day kind of thing, you know, to listen
yeah.
to it every night before I go to sleep. So I've been feeling differently, feeling more positive, more confident, you know. So that's what's been going on with me. And I'm always chanting mantras every day. I keep trying.
You got a mantra of the day for us?
I definitely do. So the mantra for today. Now, I've talked about this mantra plenty of times on the show, but I can't stress how truly great it is.
Mm-hmm.
This is what's called a seed mantra, or the Sanskrit term is bija. And basically what a bija mantra is, if you think about how an oak tree, its beginning, it starts with a small seed, right? So everything that, you know, the structure, the DNA and whatever is contained in a seed. So that's what this mantra is. It is the mantra gum, and it's a wonderful mantra because it represents the benevolent elephant-headed god Ganesha, if you've ever heard about him from India or in the East.
I have.
East of the United States, that is. and it removes obstacles and brings success in all endeavors. So, you know, whatever issue you're dealing with, if you're feeling stuck, if you're feeling lethargic, any kind of negative, heavy energy, anything that is blocking you, chant gum. And, you know, you don't have to, like I said before, that you can do a traditional, what do you call it? The traditional chanting, which is 108 times. But I actually don't do that. For me, I just make sure that I chant it every day, like 9 times or 27, even just in one session. Just try it on, do it, see how you feel in the next few days. Try it for a good week or two, see how you like it. And then if you want to do a more traditional session where you do like a 40-day chanting it 108 times a day, that's cool. But try it on. So I recommend that people do that. And it's a wonderful, you can, you know, chant it in the midst of feeling the negativity. I always do it in the morning before I start my day, and that's a wonderful time to do it as well. So that's my recommendation.
Awesome.
Gum. Yes.
The mantra of the day, gum. Yes. I think that's the first one I ever heard you tell people about, and the one that most sticks in my mind. No pun intended, you know, gum, stick. Never mind. Anyway.
Okay.
Gum. Gum. Oh, back to Sharona, though. Sharona, you were going to tell us about the autumn equinox.
I am. Now, the autumn equinox, first of all, we're not talking about something that's woo-woo or, you know, out there. This is a real thing that happens on our planet, in our solar system. And I guess most of us live in the northern hemisphere of the globe. And what it is, the sun is going to be actually passes closest to the equator. So if you live in the northern hemisphere, like the United States, you know, in the northern part side of the, it's northern to us, the equator. What it is, the sun passes the closest to the earth, and we have equal light and dark. So it's all kind of about balance, and it's something that we participate in because we do feel it, you know, and in nature, the trees feel it. So the trees, when they realize that it's starting to be equal darkness and light in our part of the hemisphere, they start to shed their leaves because they anticipate that winter is coming on. So you have this whole feeling that if there's anything that you want to get rid of and dispose of, you get that. What I do is I account for what I'm grateful for, and if there's any resentments or things that I feel that are holding back, I kind of shed them like the trees do. And it's interesting, in astrology, it's also the time when we move into the sign of Libra. So I always think about this is all about balance. And the importance of being balanced and letting go of things that don't serve us. And spiritually, it's celebrated around the world. So if you were a Druid, say in England, in the British Isles, they go to Stonehenge. And on the stones, they can see with the light this particular celebration. But also in, you know, modern religions, in the Jewish religion, it's marking the end of the year. You have the high holiday of Rosh Hashanah, which is also about that you forgive, you let go, and you take a look at everything, which is something that when you think about it, ancient people, they wanted to know when the equinox was coming, because it was an agricultural society. So it was all about harvesting. You would start to harvest. You would bring in the crops. You would get rid of everything that you didn't want to store. And even within Christianity, in the Catholic Church, it is the feast of Archangel Michael. And what I think is cool, I am a big angel communicator, and I love working with angels, is Archangel Michael. He is the archangel that cuts cords to things that do not serve us. So it's just really a powerful time of the year, and we do feel it. You know, we do feel the difference, and I always like to start each equinox or solstice as kind of a beginning. So I actually, this morning, which I thought was kind of cool, I drew the Fool card, which is the card that's about beginnings. So, yeah.
That's perfect.
So,
you know what else I like about that, Sharona, is, you know, we all wait for January, you know, New Year's, a fresh start. Well, actually, there's four of them, you know, if you follow
absolutely.
The solstices and the
equinoxes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, so that's what I'm up to. Dr. Rose, what are you up to?
Nothing much. I mean, you know, that's pretty much it. I mean, what I said before about, you know, chanting mantras and working and whatnot, also working on my business and trying to get that up and running. You know, I one thing I do is that I have a YouTube channel. It's just under my spiritual name, Shakti Devi. And pretty much what I do, I post a video every week talking about some Vedic practices. So I've been doing something on ancestor offerings and the Vedic astrology calendar. Right now there is a 15-day period called Mahalaya Paksha. Basically what it is, it's a time where your ancestors are very close to the earth plane, and when you do offerings to them, you can receive their blessing. And so your ancestors actually can influence you. I think we talked about this before in one of the shows a few weeks ago, but, you know, your ancestors are closer to you, even more closer to you than the divine beings. So, you know, I talked about doing tarpanam, which is a particular kind of offering that's done in India during this time. So that's basically what's going on. So I've been talking
that's
about
great.
That in those videos. I have videos on Shreem Brzee, the wealth mantra, so people will want to check that out, and how do you chant it, and how to be successful. What are some tips to enhance your, you know, experience with it, and things of that nature. So people can always pop over to my YouTube channel and ask questions. Like, I always comment at least 2 or 3 times a week. So, you know, that's pretty much it.
That's fabulous. And Dax,
mm-hmm.
And Dax, what are you up to?
Well, a lot of things. And I actually have some really cool things coming up. Before I talk about that, though, I need to give out the phone number. We were remiss in not giving out the phone number at the beginning of the show. Mm. So if you're listening live, you can call in. That's right. We're going to be going to phone calls in just a couple of minutes. So get into the queue, because we take the calls in the order that they come in. Dial in at 714-816-4628. And also you can join us in the chat room. You can ask questions in there. You can ask for a mini reading right in the chat room at psychetalk.net/live. In fact, write those down, because that's all you need for all of our shows on the network all week long, is psychetalk.net/live. You're going to find a player for the next live show. You're going to find the chat room and the phone number as well, and write that down. So that's the 714-816-4628. And when you get through, remember to press 1 on your dial pad so we know you want to be live on air with us, and we would love to chat with you. You know, you can ask questions about anything, any of the topics that we cover. And between the three of us, we have pretty much everything covered. So if you want to learn more about mantras or ask Dr. Rose about, questions about Vedic practices, things like that, angels, Reiki, and all the topics that Sharona is involved with, you can ask me about tarot, numerology, psychic development. You can ask me about hypnosis, neurolinguistics, energy tapping. I mean, pretty much between the three of us, we have almost everything covered there. So you can ask us questions about that, or you can get a mini reading live on air at 714-816-4628. I also pulled the card of the day and did the numerology. The entire date reduces to a 5. So if you add 9/20/2019, you get 23. 2 + 3 = 5. 5, as we've discussed on the show before, is that high energy number in numerology. It's the number of change. It can also be the chaos number. So you want to set the intention today to take advantage of the high energy and avoid the chaotic tendencies of that. But when we match that up with the card of the day, it's the 8 of Swords. Swords are thoughts and ideas. So the number 8 in numerology is actually the number of abundance. But in the 8 of swords, you have all of those swords, lots of thoughts and ideas, and it can be quite restricting and constricting. And that's, you know, some of the typical messages coming through from the 8 of swords: restricted action, indecision, a temporary weakness, fears, self-restriction, being bound to expectations, isolation, inhibition, playing the martyr. For me, I just tell people it feels like you're closed in. And it generally goes to what we talk about a lot on this show, is that we're not focused on a single idea. We have too many thoughts and ideas, and it's trapping us in. And if we take our cue from the numerology of the day itself, the 20th, is 2. So that's that relationship energy, communication with other people. And the entire date, as I said, reduces to 5, that high energy and the energy of change. And so that gives you the clue. If you find yourself restricted like that, if you feel yourself boxed in, the secret is action. The secret is taking advantage of that high energy, 5 energy today, and take massive action. That will break you free of, you know, whatever malaise you might find yourself in. So that's the card of the day and the numerology of the day. As far as what I've been up to, I've been working on this great new program for psychic development. I call it Tarot Maximizer. It's actually Psychic Maximizer was the original title. It's both. It's a Psychic Maximizer and a Tarot Maximizer. And what this program is, it's not another class or another course or workshop on becoming a psychic reader or becoming a tarot reader. What it is, it's a full immersive program where we're going to use techniques from neurolinguistics and energy tapping, and we're going to do hypnosis to install resources, confidence, and many other states that are going to allow you to have fantastic readings. And although I call it Tarot Maximizer, you can go read about it at psychictalk.net/max, M-A-X. Real easy there, folks. psychictalk.net/max. And it describes the whole process. Basically, it's either live one-on-one with me, and got to go over to the page here. I call those private maximizers. And then there's the group maximizers. That's when a small group of people, I want to keep it small so that we can have the ability to all work on this together, keep it down to, like, say, 5 to 10 people at the most in these group maximizers. We either get on a video conference such as Zoom live with a small group or one-on-one and go through this process. And we're going to help people with a lot of their blocks to becoming really excellent readers. We're going to – it's a mastermind as well. You know, Napoleon Hill said, "No two minds ever come together without thereby creating a third invisible, intangible force, which may be likened to a third mind." And that's where all the answers are. And so we're going to brainstorm these states and resources that we want to install. This is all custom. And then we're going to install them. And we're going to use hypnosis for that, but we're also going to use techniques from neurolinguistics and energy tapping, techniques such as the Circle of Excellence, excellence lensing, the nominalization lens protocol from Dr. Mike Mendel, learning states and anchors and things along those lines, along with an actual full live, not a pre-recorded or canned session, but a custom-made and then delivered live hypnosis right there on the call, right there on the video conference. And then we're gonna that's going to install all of these states And the biggest thing I get from readers, what's holding them back is their connection, especially if they're tarot readers, learning and recalling the cards, information about the cards. You're going to be able to recall, learn and recall effortlessly that information. And if you're not a tarot reader, that's fine, because this is great for mediums, psychics, anybody in the intuitive arts. The other big thing is confidence. So we're going to be installing confidence as well. And your connection to the higher self or the superconscious through the subconscious mind. Hypnosis is really powerful for that. And I'm going to leave you with the last thing we're going to do is learn self-hypnosis. So you're going to take this with you. And for instance, if you're a tarot reader learning the cards, you're going to be able to do self-hypnosis at home with each of the cards, installing the information from the cards. You're going to be able to install both from the Maximizer live session itself, and also these self-hypnosis sessions you do yourself at home, increase your psychic abilities, your intuitive abilities. It's really fantastic, because a lot of the learning we do with trying to become a reader, a psychic, a medium, or a tarot reader, a lot of it is very left-brained. Right, Sharona? And
definitely.
Rose.
Absolutely.
What do people do? They take courses, they buy decks, they buy books, they read books. It's very left-brained. And yes, you can develop your psychic ability just using the tarot cards, your intuition. You can, rote learn, memorize meanings and keywords for each of the 78 cards. If you use reversals, that's 156 things you have to learn. And it can take weeks and months, even years. And then as you do more and more readings, you'll eventually become more and more confident. You'll become better at what you're doing. You'll start to open your intuition more and get that connection. But it's a huge, long process. And what the Maximizer does is it speeds it up and it makes it happen rapidly. As soon as the session is over, as a matter of fact, it's just fantastic. You know, nobody's doing this. And I thought, wow, I really got to put a program together like this. And so I did over the last few weeks, and it's all set up and ready to go. You can go over to psychictalk.net/max and check it out and sign up. And we're going to have our first Maximizers very soon here. And it's just really, really powerful for giving you a jump start. You know, if you're brand new to reading or brand new to tarot, or if you've been doing this for 30 years and you just want a deeper connection to the cards or a deeper connection to that psychic superhighway that is the subconscious leading into the superconscious, this is really, really powerful. And if you have any questions about it, I'm going to be talking about this again on tomorrow's show, Psychic Saturday, with Mary. Mary and I are going to chat about it. And you can always email me, dax@psychictalk.net, or contact me through our Psychic Talk Facebook page. All that information is on the website right there on that Tarot Maximizer page, psychictalk.net/max. What do you guys think? Rose, Sharona?
Sounds very
questions?
Cool to me. It sounds like a great way to, change so many things in your life and bring in all the good things that you deserve.
That's
yeah,
right.
I agree. It sounds really good. I mean, it's funny because years ago I'd studied the tarot and got all these different books and things of that nature, but they never told you how can you really utilize your intuition more effectively outside of just knowing what the you know, the reading of the cards are. So it sounds like you have a real holistic program there. Maybe it'll even turn into a certification program down the line. I don't know if you are thinking about that, Dax, are you?
Well, this is the thing. I'm also including a bunch of bonuses with this, and actually certification is one of those things. I'm including actually 6 bonuses when you sign up for the program. Not only are you going to get the program, and, you know, this is much more right-brained, and I think, you know, that's what's been missing over the last several decades of the Renaissance into psychic reading, mediumship, tarot reading. It's all been so left-brained, and I'm not knocking that, because the first bonus you get actually is my Tarot by the Numbers course on tarot and numerology. It's a $197 course you're going to get free when you sign up for the Maximizer, and that does give you the left brain. That gives you the learnings, you know, and going through it step by step in the learnings. But you're so right, Rose. Nobody's doing the right brain learning of this. No one is
right.
Telling you, you know, in some courses beyond tarot, like psychic development courses and mediumship, they do exercises and things like that, which are more right-brained, but they don't use powerful states like the learning state, which is the first thing that we're going to do in the Maximizer when you come in, is we're going to get into the learning state and show you how you can do that and recall that at any time. And they don't create things like the Circle of Excellence or an anchor that you can use in the middle of a reading so that you can fire off these states and these learnings and recall and psychic ability, and the client doesn't even know you're doing it. And then, of course, the hypnosis. Nobody's doing the hypnosis. You know, most of the learnings are very left brain. Some of the other bonuses, you're going to get free membership in the Tarot Guild. We have been the international organization for professional readers, students, and enthusiasts since 2004. You're going to get free tarot certification. There's going to be a referral affiliate program, which is absolutely priceless. So everybody that you refer into the program, you're going to get a huge bonus, a huge commission on that. You can also attend any future group Tarot Maximizer for free. You can just drop back in and get the hypnosis and get the states and brainstorm with us and continue your development anytime you want. You can also book additional private sessions with me for just $97. And that's one-on-one. And you can use that for psychic development. But any other issue you want to work on that we can work on with neurolinguistics or hypnosis, such as public speaking, confidence, stress relief, PTSD, smoking cessation, weight management, pain management, fears and phobias, anxieties, you know, anything like that that you want to work on, you know, you're going to get a fabulous discounted rate. I normally charge $297 a session, but it's just $97 for those that take the Maximizer. So there's the group version, which is just $97, and you'll join a group of 5 to 10 people. And then there's the private Maximizers, one-on-one with me. And those are $297. You actually get 3 sessions. The first session, we go through the entire Maximizer program, just like you would in the group, only it's private, one-on-one with me. The second session is to reinforce everything from that first session. And then the third session is a bonus session. You can continue on with psychic development in that session, or you can work on any of those other issues that I mentioned earlier as well. So it's a fabulous value as well over at psychictalk.net/max. I hope a lot of you will join us for that. And I'm going to be talking more about it, you know, over the next upcoming shows. And if you have any questions in between shows, feel free to message me on Facebook or send me an email or, you know, get on a Facebook call or something with me. I'd love to chat with you about it. Okay. So let's see here. I think we actually have, before we go to the phone lines, I think we actually have a question in the chat room already. Is that right, Sharona?
We do. We have in the chat room, we have a question from Little Fairy, and it reads, "Hello, I'd like to ask if you pick up anything on the guy I noticed in the parking lot today." And I started working on this right away, and right away, what I picked up on is the angels of romance. They're saying that you need to, Little Fairy, like, honor yourself. You need to kind of go on, take some time off to rest and take care of yourself first and get clear about what you want. Because I'm getting, as far as this guy, it's not impossible, but we're getting an unlikely. And it's saying if you want it to happen, you kind of have to let go and focus on yourself, take care of yourself. And once you do that, there will be changes. You're going to be meeting someone, you know, in late autumn. And I hope that helps.
Awesome. So,
yeah,
Sharona and Rose, when I looked at this, the first thing I got was the Page of Coins representing this individual. Perhaps it's, you know, Pentacles, Coins, that's that earth energy, that earth element. And so potentially, I don't know if he's a Taurus, a Virgo, or a Capricorn. You'll have to let us know in the chat room if you happen to know when he was born. But even if he's not, he's going to have that earthy energy. This is somebody that's meticulous and diligent and studious and good-natured. He might be chronologically younger than you. I don't know if you know whether that's a fact or not, but he doesn't have to be. But he does have a very youthful outlook on things. Now, there is a little bit of a warning. The central focus card is the Five of Cups. There's that five energy. Remember chaos, you know? But it's also high energy and adventure and change. Now, typically, Five of Cups is a card about sorrow and loss. So it's a little bit of a warning there to be careful with this particular individual. I'm not saying that it's going to go that way. In fact, in the card itself, in the traditional Waite-Smith version of the card, you know, the person's we call it the crying over spilt milk card, because three of the cups in front of the person have fallen over and spilt their contents. But behind the person, if they would turn around, they'd see there's two full cups behind them. So there's still good potential here, you know, but there might be some issues. Now, another card that shows up that maybe gives us a little bit of a clue is the Three of Cups, which is a card of celebration and friendship and bonding and enjoyment. So it's really, that's the way forward with this. If you were to strike up a conversation with this person, or, you know, go out on a date or hang out with this individual, get to know them better, do it all with the attitude of it's fun. I'm going to have fun. We're going to enjoy ourselves, you know, night out on the town, dancing, enjoyment, you know. Don't take it too seriously, at least in the beginning. That's what I'm getting. Anybody got anything else before we go to the phone lines for Little Fairy?
One thing I would say is that, you know, in terms of relationships, especially if you haven't been in one in a long time, and I don't know if that's, you know, Little Fairy's state or whatnot, but also watch what your feelings are and what you're thinking. When you meet people, I've had friends who were feeling kind of low and, you know, just unloved and whatnot, and some guy will pop up. And usually it wasn't a really good person, you know. She, oh, I decided to go out with him. Like, wait a minute, where was your mind at the time? Like, what emotional state were you when you saw this person? you know, because that's really mm-hmm. important. So just make sure you, and it's the same, like I could give you a mantra, but the thing is that you have to be really clear about what you want in terms of a relationship. Mm. I mean, it's always great to see people pop up and, you know, especially if they're good people, but if you're in a kind of low vibrational state when it comes to relationships, feeling lost or desperate or, you know, needing attention, you're going to attract just that. So you got to be really, you know, just mindful of that. That's all.
Awesome. Great advice there. And we're going to head over to the phone lines. If you're not in the queue yet, get in now. We might have enough time to get to you. We take the calls in the order that they come in. Who's been waiting the longest? 714-816-4628. If you want to join us, remember to press 1 on your dial pad. 561's been waiting the longest. So let's head over
Hello.
To that. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling in from?
My name is Stacy, and I'm calling from Florida.
Hey, Stace.
Hello.
Hey, Stacy.
Hello. Hi.
Hello there.
Hello. Okay. My question is...
What question do you have for us?
The question I have is, I feel kind of stagnant, and it's not like I'm sitting on my behind not doing anything or trying, but it just seems like everything is just at a standstill, and I'm like, what is going on here? And I'm getting so frustrated. I'm not a negative person. I don't harbor negativity, but at times I'm like, man, what is, you know, it's like I'm doing something or it's just beyond my control. I really don't know. I try.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a really good question. If you don't mind, Dex and Sharona, I'll
jump in.
Just jump in while you guys are preparing the cards and whatnot. One of the things that I talked about in my video on my YouTube channel is about what causes negative karma. And I talk about 5 contributing factors. There are probably about 6 or 7, or it can be even more complicated than that. But a lot of times, you know, we don't realize how much the planets are involved. Sometimes, you know, our brains are really like receivers, and we don't recognize that. But sometimes you can get stuff from outside of yourself. Sometimes it could be just your own thinking. It could be, you know, what were you watching before you went to sleep last night or something like that. Maybe that's, you know, somehow percolating in your subconscious and you wake up with this negativity. Or it could just be something else. It could be something planetary. It could be something that you're picking up from your ancestors. There are a lot of different sources. And as I said earlier today in the show, is that gum, the mantra gum, is a wonderful way to break that, even if you don't know. Because a lot of times when you're feeling that, because I've had plenty of times where I felt that, and I had no idea where it was coming from. You know, it could be multiple sources. It could be something that, you know, was said to me, or it's just somewhere in the alignment of the planets, and that's the kind of day it's, you know, that's going on or whatnot. But I do recommend chanting gum, and to clear that out. You know, sometimes it's important to see where it's coming from, but if you really don't know, the best thing to do is just to chant up, you know, chant gum and just kind of, you know, and get rid of it. You know, because I said
that makes so much sense.
Perfect. I sympathize. I've had days like that, so I totally understand.
Yeah. Hey, I had to put Stacy on hold, her line on hold for a minute because there's a lot of, I don't know, some kind of feedback or background noise going on, Stacy. So just hang in there for a sec. I'm going to tell you what I got, which is I'm glad you led with what you did there, Dr. Rose, because it lines up with what I'm going to talk about. But a lot of what I'm getting is not to be contrary, but it's like the opposite of what you just talked about. Okay.
Right.
And what's really fascinating is the card of the day. I swear I shuffled really well. The card of the day came up for Stacy, and as well came up that Three of Cups again, like it did for our first question from Little Fairy in the chat room. So this is really fascinating. Let me tell you what's, you know, going on here, what popped in right away through my intuition was that, you know, there are two ways to attack these situations, you know, regardless of the situation. You know, it doesn't matter, you know, what it is. The first way is what I used to subscribe to, and I still do to some extent, is that you root out the problem. In hypnosis, we call it regressing to the initial sensitizing event, the ISE. So we're going to, you know, either regress them or use some other process where we're going to find out, you know, what these are. We're going to break up these blockages. We're going to, you know, get rid of the emotional attachments around it, maybe using energy tapping, things like that. And I still highly recommend all of that. However, there's another school of thought. The other school of thought is the way you break it up and make massive change and move forward to where you really want to go is the opposite of that. Using the positive instead of the negative. So rather than going to the negative, going to the past event or the blockages or whatever is going on in that area is, you know, busting through, kind of how, you know, light scatters the darkness and you just break through with it, okay? And that was kind of the message with the numerology and the tarot card of the day, which actually has shown up in your reading, the Eight of Swords, surrounded by all these thoughts and ideas, feeling stuck and trapped in. And using that five energy today, I don't think it's any coincidence that you called into the show today and that it's also – that's the card of the day and it's the numerology of the day, because – that is the answer. The answer is taking massive action, setting specific goals and moving towards those goals and coming at it with the attitude of the Three of Cups, that emotional state of celebration and enjoyment and excitement. You know, what's it going to feel like when I achieve these goals? And it may be in one area of your life, it might be in multiple areas of your life. But, you know, pick one and go for it, and you have that inner strength. In fact, that's the main focus card, which is also another eight card. Actually, I've got 3 8 cards here. This is just uncanny. I've got the Eight of Swords, Eight of Pentacles, the eight card from the Major Strength. All those cards are abundance cards, Stacey. So the strength card is that inner fortitude. It's also the concept of love conquers all, which goes back to my original thought in the beginning there, where there's one of two ways to go. And one way is you can just go for it. You can just take massive action. You can break through any of, you know, the negative cloud that seems to be surrounding you, blockages, negative things from the past, baggage from the past. You can work on those things individually, or you can take massive action towards the positive. So let's go over to Sharona and see what she's getting. Sharona?
Yes. Well, what I'm getting is very similar to what Dr. Dax and Dr. Rose is saying. And the message that I am getting from your angels is they are very clearly saying that the change and the movement that you seek is up to you. No one else is going to break you out of this blocked or stagnant period. They're pointing to there's different ways. I think what they're saying is why it's kind of stagnant and you're not moving forward is you're not clear about what it is that you want. I mean, what you seek in order for them to help you, it's like shooting for a target. unless you know what that target is and unless you're clear on what you're seeking, they can't send you those messages. So what I'm getting is similar to, you know, and it's interesting. It's a time of the year when there's change, but it's also the time of the year when you kind of go inward. So you want to go inward, meditate on what you want to do. One of the tools that they're pointing to is there's a thing called a vision board. You want to make up some kind of vision board. When you said things are stagnant, it sounded like it was like everything, maybe, you know, work, money, romance. Put all that stuff of what you're seeking on the board and give yourself a target so you can recognize what it is and move toward it. But the movement will come from you. No one else will do that movement. It is your own movement and your own change. I hope that helps.
Yes. Yes, thank you so much, Stacy, for your question and your inquiry. So we hope that what we provided for you, you know, will help you on your journey. And so let's go to our next call. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And you have a wonderful day, Stacy.
You too.
Let's go to our next caller with area code 229. Hello, 229. Give us your name and where you're calling us from.
Hi, my name is Smiley, and I'm calling from Georgia.
Okay, I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name, but I know you're calling from Georgia. What's your name again?
Melvin.
Melvin, nice to meet you, Melvin. How are you doing today?
Pretty good, I guess. Yes, ma'am. Can I just get a general reading?
Sure. Okay. What area of life are you curious about? It always helps to have some kind of a question so we can hone in.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I'm concerned with my my disability. I applied, had to do an appeal for my disability, and I'm receiving disability, but I filed for appeal for my back pay and for increasing my monthly check. And I just want to know what you all see in that. Because I've already been to court this month on the 9th of this month already. But the judge didn't make a decision.
Okay. And all right, thank you so much for you know, giving us the area that you're working on, and I'm sorry for the pain that you're going through. Sharona, are you ready to let Melvin know what's going on and what you see?
Okay, well, I'm getting, so Melvin, we're talking about your health, that you get feeling better, and also the you're looking for an increase as far as help, you know, both monetary and support and all of those things. So let me just draw a few cards here.
Okay.
Okay, I do see that you're going to get more support, you know, whether it's from, you know, talking to your doctors and them finding a way to help you feel better, and also support in terms of, you know, what you need, both financially and everything to move forward. So they're definitely, I'm getting with the Archangel Azrael is stepping forward, and he's saying utilize all that. I mean, definitely talk to your doctors. Look into, you know, there's different ways that you can manage, because I see there definitely there's pain there. They'll probably have some advice about, you know, and it's so funny, we're talking about the autumn equinox. There's some things that you have to let go of. Maybe you're going to start feeling better if you let go of maybe some changes in your diet, in your lifestyle, you know, because they're definitely saying that you are going to start feeling better. But it's, you know, you need to talk to, I mean, I assume that you have a lawyer involved. I assume you have your doctors involved, you know, counselors and mentors that can help you. Because I definitely, you know, the solution is moving forward with this and, you know, taking your mind off the pain. I'm also getting a message, too. I know that, you know, that you're not working now, but they're also saying that one way out of the pain and creating change is helping others that are, you know, I see you helping others that are going through this whole process and being an advocate and helping others and focusing there. But you're definitely going to get some help, but you got to ask. You're saying ask. That's what I'm getting. I hope that's helpful. Are you getting something, Dr. Rose?
Yes. Oh, well, we were going to go to Dax, actually.
Dax.
Oh, yeah.
Rose, she loves you today. Sharona just wants to go to you, Rose.
I know.
I love it. I think Sharona.
I love you too, Dax.
I think we emailed. I think we Facebook friends. Zach.
Okay.
Oh, cool. Your Facebook friends with Dax. Cool.
Yeah. You send a lot of good stuff. I'll be reading a lot.
Awesome.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, Melvin's been around listening to the networks for a long time, actually. So let me just quickly let you know what I'm getting. I don't want to add too much because I got to be honest with you. I think, you know, Sharona really hit it out of the park with everything that she was talking about. You know, when you were talking, Sharona, about, you know, the mentors, you know, the Hierophant showed up for me. And, you know, that often talks about the powers that be and the social structure, government structure, you know, things along those lines. And I think, yeah, I think you're right. I think Melvin can benefit a lot from that, you know. And, you know, way back in the past, I got the Tower card, and that's that sudden change, you know, shifting of foundations and basically the situation that he finds himself in. There's an emotional component to all of this. The Seven of Cups shows up. It's a card of fantasy and illusion, unrealistic expectations, choices, often too many choices. And then in contrast, right next to it is the Knight of Cups. Now, simultaneously, the Knight of Cups is usually a good message coming through. So that's one positive thing. But also the fact that the Knight of Cups has that one cup he's focused on, whereas in that Seven of Cups card, there are a lot of cups where it gets confusing. Okay, so similarly to the previous callers, where they've had similar, the previous caller and also Little Fairy came up with her too, that a central focus. Now, in their circumstances, it was coming up as Swords cards, so thoughts and ideas and narrowing it down to one idea, one goal kind of thing. With you, it's the cups, though. It's more emotionally based. Okay, I feel like your emotions are rather scattered with that Seven of Cups, and you need to bring it in and have a more focused state of emotion as it is in that Knight of Cups, following your passion. Yeah, and just working on state change through different modalities, and you can learn a lot of this for free online. Energy tapping will help a lot. And just tapping on the feelings and
I'm sorry.
What were you going to say?
Do you see, Okay, when I went to court, it was a female judge. And do you all see how long it's going to take before they make a decision with my case?
Okay, so I didn't do a reading on that. Okay, I pulled cards on the overall situation. So I would have to, you know, do a whole nother thing. And we don't have time. We got a whole bunch of callers waiting here, so we got to get going. But I just want to leave you with the very last card in the future is the Ace of Wands. There is a new opportunity coming your way.
Okay.
Yeah. So I hope that helped you out. Melvin, we got to get going. There's a whole bunch of other callers waiting online.
That's okay. Yeah, I understand. That's okay. Yeah.
Yes.
I thank you.
Yep, and feel free to call in tomorrow. I'll be back on with Mary Brown, and you can call in again and ask about the timing, and we can look at the particular court case. I was looking more at your overall situation, and so we can certainly look at the court case and try to get timing cards and things like that. If you want to call in on tomorrow's show, Saturday, and I want to invite everybody out there to join us. Bye, Melvin.
Great. Bye-bye, Melvin.
Bye-bye. Good luck with everything.
Okay, so for our next caller, let's see, area code. Do we have an area code for the next caller? Is that right? 860. Hi.
Oh, me.
860. Hi.
Let us know your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, my name is Lisa. I'm calling from Connecticut.
Hi, Lisa from Connecticut. Nice to see you. How are things going?
Okay, I was hoping that you all could tell me if I have any good stuff coming up in the rest of this year.
Okay, so you got to get kind of specific for us, Lisa, on that, because, you know, we only have a certain amount of time. So try to boil it down to, you know, a question, something that, you know, what's the burning question that you need an answer to? So we have something to lock in on there. Yeah.
Can they tell me where I should go? I've just turned 60 this year. I'm closing in on 61, and I would like to have life. I've been sick for a very long time, 21 years, and actually 40. Actually, it's been 40 years since I was 15 years old. So I'm wondering if there is something that I can study or do that I'm going to be able to do because science caught up with me and I'm getting better.
Did we catch all of that up towards the end? Did you catch all of that, Tess, at the end?
I think so. I'm looking at the cards here. Sharona,
science,
if you have something you want to – I'm sorry. We're talking over each other, people. I was just telling Sharona, if you get something first, jump in. I'm still looking here.
Okay.
Okay.
What I pulled is – because I'm – we're getting a lot of health questions.
Mm-hmm.
I do see you feeling better, and a great help for that is, you know, of course, you want to go to your regular type, you know, Western doctor. But also, I'm getting a thing about natural remedies and.
It's not a health question. It's a question about my future now that I'm feeling better. I have about 200 supplements that I'm swallowing
right.
a day.
Let me break in for a second. Because this is getting really confusing. Sharona, I understand where you're coming from. It's because she keeps interjecting a lot of these things like what she just did, talking about all the supplements, where you think it's a health question. It's not a health question. She wants to know where to focus and what she should be doing now in this new part of her life, which I think you're
That's what I'm getting. That's what you're touching on.
Go ahead.
Yeah. In the past, what you're doing, it's going to help you a lot. And definitely, it's opening new doors for your future and helping you to move forward and start new things. And, you know, I definitely, this is, you're having a breakthrough right now. It's starting now in the fall, but in the spring, your life is going to look completely different. And you're going to be very happy. As far as what you're going to be doing, I'm getting if it's like a career or a passion, I actually see you doing something where you're working with animals.
Oh, wow.
And this is being something that'll be a passion for you. And this is, the door is open. You're stepping into a new future and you're going to be very happy. It's going to be I know that you gave your age. It's almost like you're starting out. You're going to be starting over like a teenager, doing something that makes you very, very happy.
Oh, I love that. Thank you.
Yeah, on to the next part of your life. It's great. In fact, just to piggyback on what you're saying, Sharona, you pretty much covered it all. Just a couple of caveats. I got the tower card again. Keeps showing up. Okay, and in this case, what it's talking about is a shift in foundations. So as you move forward and, lock in on what your passion really is, and Sharona gave you a clue there, something having to do with animals, okay, it's going to require a shift in foundations, maybe whole belief system shifts. I'm not sure about that exactly, but it's showing up to let you know to be aware of that. In this case, it's not, the tower card comes up in readings. A lot of people automatically go disaster. It doesn't have to be disaster. It can be a sudden and unexpected change, but that's not a bad thing always. See, you're shifting your foundations. You're going in a different direction. And then I'm going to start off at the end and go with the very last card, the end card, the future card, the timing card, which is the Six of Wands. Success. It's the success card, and six months fits in exactly perfectly with what Sharona just said. Springtime by six. I'm not saying that it's going to take 6 months to happen. I'm saying you're going to start now, and as you progress, you're really going to notice the change, like Sharona said, in spring, about 6 months from now, in that area. What's going to make this happen? What's the main crux? The central focus card is the Two of Swords, a decision not made. The tarot, the universe, however you want to say it, the angels, basically they're saying, Lisa, you just got to make the decision and do it.
Okay.
So that's what we got for you. I hope that helped you out.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, Dex, did you have something that you wanted to say or to add or no?
Oh, just briefly, real quickly, I wanted to, because we've had a lot of callers come on. I'm sorry, I was trying to give you the next caller's area code.
No problem.
The Facebook PM, yeah. So I got a little confused there for a second. Sorry, guys. Just real quickly, because we've had a lot of callers come on and start off with, can I get a general reading? We tend not to do general readings on this show. Some of our hosts do general readings. It's not that we can't do a general reading. It takes time. We just don't have that kind of time. We have a whole bunch of callers waiting in line for their turn. We only got a few minutes we can spend with each caller. So please have a really specific question, because if you've called up today, let's face it, whether you're conscious of it or not, you've got a burning question you want to ask. And just ask it like that. Is this going to happen? What's going on with this? You know, just ask a very specific question and we'll be able to answer you much more easily and succinctly, and then get on to the next caller. I just wanted to tell everybody about that. Go ahead, Sharona. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Dr. Rose.
Okay, great. All right, thank you very much. So our next caller is area code 251. That's 251. Hi, let us know your name and where you're calling from.
Yeah, Brittany, and I'm calling from Florida.
Okay, Brittany from Florida. Nice to meet you. How are things going?
Fine, thank you.
Okay, what question do you have for us to answer,
yes,
to help you with?
Yes, I was wanting to see if you had any insight on the relationship between me and my daughter.
Nice. Okay.
Alrighty.
Well,
and so what's going on with that? Yeah, what's going on with that? What do you really want to know?
Well, she's an adult, and we go through
mm-hmm.
periods where everything will seem fine. We'll be talking, making plans, and then all of a sudden she just goes ghost, won't return phone calls, doesn't respond to text messages. But there's never a blow up or anything. And the last one was about 2 months ago, and it just really hasn't set right with my soul.
I'm sorry to hear that. It can be very frustrating. But, of course, when your children are adults, it's to be expected to a certain amount. You know, they really have to have their space. It can't always be the idyllic. In fact, the central focus card that comes up is the Ten of Cups. And the Ten of Cups, it shows that idyllic situation, 2.5 children, you know, the nice house in the background, the beautiful rainbow overhead, you know. And a lot of times this card comes up, it's a really positive card. However, 10 in numerology is overkill. You really only have 1 through 9, like all of our cycles are 1 through 9, and then 10 is actually 1. 10 is 1 plus 0. It's starting over again. So in tarot, it's a special case. 10 is that hairbreadth moment between the end of one cycle, the beginning of another, or between 9 and 10, between an ending and a beginning. And generally, that is overkill. Like if you see the 10 of swords and, you know, there's 10 swords in this poor guy's back, you know, it's like you only need the one sword, you know, to kill the guy. You don't need 10 swords. What the heck? You know, it's overkill. Okay. And swords, you know, are thoughts and ideas. Whereas in this situation, it's 10 cups, emotions, relationships. It's overkill. It's like, it's too much, you know? And what it's talking about is, yeah, this is the nice idyllic situation, but it's a fantasy. It's an illusion. Okay? So, you know, what can you do about that? There's so little you can do as far as, you know, nobody can make other people do what you would prefer they do.
Correct.
You can only you can only change your state and what you do. All right? So the next card is the Queen of Coins, the Queen of Pentacles. That is a card of nurturing. The Queen of Pentacles, it's an earth element. It's being down to earth, nurturing, patient, organized, bringing the family together. Okay, so you're like the central focus point for that to happening, for that to happen, but you – And you kind of open the void to allow it to fill versus trying to force something to happen. You be the love that you want to receive from your daughter and anybody else in your life or your family. You be the nurturing individual that you want to receive. It's all about being state. It's about you being. That's what's showing up here. There's one other factor. Along with the Queen of Coins, the Queen of Swords shows up, okay? And she's analytical and independent. This might even be referring to your daughter herself. But there's, you know, tarot is always multi-leveled, and I feel like it's also talking about you being courageous yourself. You have to be You have to be courageous, have the courage to be the Queen of Coins in order to sit there and be the nurturer. So when you are connected and when things are happening and you're together, you're able to just do that and be mom, you know, and be nurturing and capable and you know, having that earthy or down to earth outlook on things. But there's also that analytical aspect of the Queen of Swords. So you got to be smart. You know, you got to look at the situation. You got to look for opportunities where, without tipping your hand or without being overt about it, you can go, okay, I can, you know, make this happen. And so, you know, mm-hmm. it's a combination of the heart and the mind.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm getting. Also, to go along with the courageousness of the Queen of Swords is, again, the Strength card showed up. It's been showing up with a lot of the callers here. And, you know, strength is that inner fortitude and dynamism and self-control and, you know, realizing that love conquers all. And that takes us full circle back to the Queen of Coins, the Queen of Pentacles again, you know, being the love that you want to draw in. And that's basically what I've got. That's the message that's coming through. But let's go over to Sharona and see if she has anything to add. What are you getting, Sharona?
Thank you. Yeah. Well, what I can add is I see the Archangel Raguel stepping forward. And what he's known is for an archangel that helps resolve, you know, any misunderstandings, especially in family type things. So if I understand correctly, you're saying that your daughter hasn't called you. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, I would suggest giving her some space that she will eventually call you. And what you have to do is be really honest with yourself as far as, you know, what you want in this relationship. And I think I see you as being a very caring mother figure, and you might be reading, though, what she's doing not exactly the way that you should. But the most important thing is you need to take care of yourself. I mean, when you do speak with her, you know, you have to be clear with her that this hurts you when she doesn't call. But I do see her calling you. And then when she does speak to you, you need to tell her, hey, you know, that this hurts. But you also have to let her be herself. And even do something different than she would expect. So I wouldn't call on her.
I can't hear Sharona. Can you guys hear Sharona?
Yeah, no. She sounds like she's far away from the microphone.
Yeah, Sharona, something's wrong. Your mic got really low. We can barely hear you. Are you there? Sharona? Uh-oh. Yeah, something's going on with her line. Can you hear me, Rose?
Yeah, I can hear you just fine.
Okay. Sharona?
Okay, well.
Yes.
Are you there, Sharona?
I'm here. What it was, I
okay. Now
I think
we can
for some
hear
reason
you. Okay.
It kind of dropped. Yeah. Did all of my reading come through? Do I need to repeat it?
The last little bit sounded like you were underwater. I didn't hear the last little bit.
Yeah, I had to. I had to switch to another headset. But you know what I got is that she will call you, and when she does, you have to be really honest with her. You know, you need to tell her that, hey, this hurts you, that it's hurtful. Obviously, it's hurtful to you. But, you know, take care of yourself first. I mean, she is an adult. She will come around. And, you know, this whole thing about, you know, being honest with her. I mean, she's not being, she's not being completely honest with you, and you deserve better. But let her call you. And it'll come around.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And I'm also getting kind of an affirmation that you yourself are worthy of good things. And, you know, don't let, whether it's your daughter or whatever, don't let people mistreat you. That's not what being a mother is about. You take care of yourself now.
Thank you.
Thanks, Brittany. Thanks for the call.
Thank you, Brittany.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Okay, we have time for just one more caller. So we have somebody from the area code 203. Hi, caller. Give us your name and let us know where you're calling from.
Hi, my name's Pat in Connecticut. I hope there isn't too much background noise. I'm not in the...
You said Pat, is that right?
In Connecticut, yes.
In Connecticut,
is there too much
background
noise? Hi.
It's okay. You sound like a little staticky, but just keep your voice next to your mouth next to the mic.
Okay.
Pat, what can we do for you today? What question do you have?
I'd like to ask about my dog. I don't know if he's got him in pain. Went to the vet.
Uh-oh, Pat, you're going in and out. We're not able to hear you.
Yeah, I think we're losing Pat here.
Okay.
Pat, you still there?
Okay. We're going to have to go on to the next caller because I can't make out what Pat said. Pat, call in tomorrow. See if you can clear up the line. You know, we have a call-in show tomorrow. Mary and I will be on same time and same phone number and everything. Okay. And I'm sorry about that, but you know, little bit of a technical difficulty here. We do have area code 520 can be our last caller then.
Thank you. Thank you. Well,
yeah,
sorry,
we're lucky,
Pat.
We got you on.
I don't know. Wow. I am lucky. It's my birthday today. It's my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Wow.
Happy birthday.
I am very lucky. Thank you. Can you tell
What's
me
your
what
name?
Happened?
Hold on. Lisa. We got to get your name, where you're
Lisa.
Calling from, and everything
Lisa.
First.
Lisa. Yay. Lisa. Bloom.
Hi, Lisa. Another Lisa.
Lisa.
It's our
hey,
second
Lisa,
Lisa today. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Can I ask my question?
Yeah, we're waiting. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. I went for an interview. I called this guy. He owns his own company. We're in the same industry. And he was anxious to get me in to talk to me. I called him and said, can I come in and interview with you? Would you consider taking me aboard? And the next day I met with him, and I sat down, and he had his secretary present there, and he said, you know, I changed my mind. He said, I'm really looking for a retirement. I'm not going to take anyone new on. And we pleasantly talked for a while, and then, you know, we ended the conversation, and I left. It was very pleasant. What happened? I can't believe that happened. I mean, what happened? What took place, please? Do you see it psychically?
Okay, it sounds like Dax and Sharona are shuffling the cards as we speak.
We're shuffling, yeah.
No, I'm kind of lost. I didn't quite understand or get the question. Maybe I missed it or something like that. I don't understand what's going on.
I called him. I asked him if he would interview me in consideration of taking me on as an additional person in his office. And he said yes, he wanted to interview with me. And so I went the following day at the agreed time, and when I walked into the office, we were all pleasant with each other. His secretary was there. I sat down, and then he said, you know, I changed my mind. He said, I really want to go and retire. I don't want to take someone new on. And we ended up having a pleasant conversation for about 15 minutes, and then we ended the conversation, and I left. And I'm just asking psychically, what happened with that? Can you see what happened?
I don't think I need tarot cards for that. I mean, the man changed his mind. He wants to retire. He thought he wanted to bring someone on, and then at the last minute just changed his mind. It has nothing to do with you. I'm not getting anything negative. I'm not feeling anything negative. Sharona, are you getting something like something happened? I'm not getting that at all.
Yeah, I think you, you know, it just, you know, there's other things coming to you. I think the key was just, you know, he just changed his mind, and you should. One thing that it's saying is just, you know, build yourself up. Don't just, you know, just let this go. There's other opportunities out there.
For sure.
But I don't think he was dishonest with you. I mean, people change their mind every day, and nothing personal. I don't think it was personally directed at you. It's about him and what he wants to do.
How weird. He's in the business for like 30 some odd years, and you know, we talked for a little bit on the phone before when I set up the appointment with him. So I just thought it was so flighty. So I don't know. You know, I mean, it didn't strike me as a. I don't know if he has a solid foundation. I just wondered psychically if you were picking anything up about his mental capacity. I was surprised.
I would, you know, to be honest, Lisa, it's Lisa, correct? Lisa from Connecticut. I would just move
Arizona.
On.
No,
you
that
know,
was
it's
the
like
other
you,
one.
You know, you, yeah. What was the name? This was your name again?
There's
yeah.
Two
Lisas. I also like
you
think to the name.
I plan on moving on. I mean, there's no other choice.
Let it go.
You know,
that song, Let It Go.
Yeah, what else
I wouldn't,
can you do?
Don't attach anything. Don't attach anything personal
to
it. There's better things out there
curious.
For you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's what you're getting too, huh?
Yeah, because I didn't even pull tarot cards on that. I just set myself in his energy, and nothing malicious, nothing negative, nothing confusing. Just, hey, I changed my mind. You know, I'm ready to retire. It was a very pleasant feeling. So, yeah, nothing to do with you at all.
I just thought it was strange that he wouldn't have called me, you know, so I wouldn't go to the time and trouble and energy of going to his office. And,
yeah.
You know,
it might have been last
minute.
It might have been very much last minute on his part, you know. The difference between talking to you briefly on the phone and then you actually coming in for the appointment, you know, just really sent him over the edge that, yeah, you know, energetically, I'm ready to retire. It's like I'm changing my mind here. Yeah.
Okay. Well, no, I've let it go. It's just mark it up as a weird experience. I've never had that happen before. That's all.
It happens.
Yeah.
It happens. Yeah. People change their mind. You know, it's especially when they're at the end of their career. You know, if he was, you know, had built up a great practice and was young and, you know, 10 years in and did something like that, yeah, it would be flaky. It would be, like, unprofessional. But not where this gentleman is. This gentleman is at the end. This gentleman is like, okay, I'm done with this. You know, so it comes across flighty to us, but it's not really. It's an everyday okay. thing happens. Yeah. Sorry about that, though, but there are other things. There are other opportunities right around the corner. I did pull the Four of Cups, and, you know, that does talk about a new opportunity in the wings. You're just not even aware of it yet, but there's this other opportunity that's literally coming out of the clouds towards you, you know, that is there for you. Yep.
I appreciate it so much. Thank you so much.
Well thank you, too. Thanks for the call.
Yeah,
enjoy your weekend.
Thank you. I'm sorry the previous caller couldn't finish her call, but I'm glad I was able to.
Hopefully she'll call in tomorrow.
Yeah,
you got
yeah.
in
sure,
with you
sure.
with, and happy birthday again.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Awesome.
Have a
thank
wonderful
you.
Birthday.
Bye, Lee. Yeah, enjoy this weekend. It's her birthday weekend. Woohoo! She's going to be living it up, I hope. Awesome. What a great show. We had great callers, a little confusion here and there, you know, and, you know, we're trying out running the show a little differently with certain things. And, you know, we have to get used to that. And so everybody just bear mm-hmm. with us, you know, we're trying to make Fridays as great as we can. But I still thought it was fabulous. I mean, I love the autumn equinox information and, we got to talk about the Tarot Maximizer. Don't forget to go check that out, psychutalk.net/max, if you want to take your readings to the next level. And I love the mantra of the day. God, we should do that every week. You know, mantra of the week. We should do that every week, every Friday, have a new mantra, learn a new one. And, you know, just really, you know, great calls and everything just went really smoothly. What did you guys think? I really had a good time.
I did too.
Yes, I'm here. I think it went well, and I definitely will be doing a mantra for the week. So hopefully people will be tuning in. And then, of course, you know, you can always call and ask for a mantra for a particular situation or issue
mm-hmm.
that you're having.
That's
always
that's
a good
true.
Thing
yeah.
Yeah.
And, yeah, some of the callers were longer, and we went over, obviously. We went way over, but hopefully we'll do better next time. You know, we got to start off the show, I think, ladies, with telling everybody, hey, you know, you got to have that question ready. You know, we can't do the don't have the time for general readings like that. Is that what you guys think, Sharona? Or do
definitely.
You think we should be doing
definitely.
General readings?
Well,
I don't know.
Well, we can, you know, I also feel with calls that even in cases where people don't get through, listen to the message that's coming through for other people.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes that's the message that you have to hear, too. I mean, don't you? There was a general
that's right.
Energy to all of the readings that we did. And
yeah.
Oh, yeah,
to me,
it
ties into
the
whole
of the day
thing with the
season,
numerology letting go and yeah, letting go and change. You know, you had the number for the day was about change. So, you know, embrace change, let go,
mm-hmm.
and move forward. And, you know, things will happen. You can't hold, you know,
yeah.
You got to change your energy, change your state. And you change is the
it's
only way that you
state.
Get flow into your life. Yeah. That gets rid of anything that's stagnant.
When you go over to the Tarot Maximizer page and read about that program, you'll see I talk a lot about state. It's all about getting that state so that you can become the best reader possible. Yeah. I also wanted to mention we have Sharona one more time. We have Sharona next week, and then October's here, and
woo-hoo.
You're going to launch your own radio show. So I just wanted to at least allow you to touch on that for a second and, you know, tell us the title of the show and let everybody know you got a new show coming up in October, Sharona, the second and fourth Sundays of the month.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it. The name of my show is Magic Universe with Sharona, and it's all about how you can create magic in your life. We have the power, and I am going to be, it's all going to be about empowering yourself by changing your energy, changing your state, the way that you think, and also being a light worker and shining your light. We're all here to shine our light, and when we do that, everyone shines like the stars in the sky. And we'll be talking about everything,
awesome.
All the different tools you can do, angels, crystals,
mm-hmm.
chakras, all those good
You can
things.
Have me on
so,
talking about hypnosis
energy.
And NLP.
Definitely. That's a definite.
And Tarot Maximizer, yeah. Yeah, that'd be really, really great. And then, of course, your show is your new show is going to be the second and fourth Sundays, Magic Universe with Sharona. And, but that'll leave open some, you know, other weeks. And, Dr. Rose, maybe we can have Sharona back, you know.
Absolutely.
On those weeks. Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody.
Love to have her back.
Well, I want to say thanks to our callers and listeners. And I want to say goodbye to everybody. Thanks, Sharona. And thanks, Dr. Rose. Yeah.
Thank you.
We'll see you all next
week.
Bye, everyone.
We love you.
We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.